Hello, this is Andy Cates from London.
And this is Tian Yong-Woon from Singapore.
And as usual, we're both hosting the weekly podcast from Haver Analytics. So today we're going to weigh in again, because we did this a few weeks ago, on the soft landing narrative that's still, I think, very much in the ascendancy among global investors. I'm also going to just summarize very briefly some of the messages from a recent webinar that we've released this week with one of our data partners, and namely EPFR on financial flows in Asia. And we will also, as usual, take a look at some of the key releases that are due in the week ahead in the US, Europe, and in Asia. As usual, just note that all of the views that we express on this podcast are our own. They're not the views of Haver Analytics. So we touched on this in our podcast a few weeks ago, but just looking at the way financial markets have been behaving over the past few days suggests that soft landing narratives are still very much in vogue at the moment. And that in turn, I guess, can be pinned on a few macroeconomic factors, including some stronger than expected data flow from the US, from Europe, and in fact, more recently, and perhaps more surprisingly, from China. We've also seen, of course, some very dovish sounds, I guess, relative to expectations from several central banks over the past week or two. And notwithstanding some positive surprises from the US, we've also seen some fairly tame inflation outcomes from Europe and Asia as well. Now, I think, you know, putting this a little differently, and, you know, with an economist hat on, the supply side shocks that have been driving inflation sharply higher in the initial years following the pandemic may now be unwinding a lot more quickly than had been expected. I think I'd suggest too that there were a number of major economies, and I don't necessarily mean the US, but certainly a number of European economies that weren't really on the cusp of an overheating phase over the past few years. And they weren't, at least in my view, in great need of tighter monetary policy. And there could, and focusing, I suppose, now on the period ahead, there could equally now and far more contentiously be more optimism among investors that technological innovations, not least, of course, in artificial intelligence, are beginning to ramp up productivity growth. Now, for those listeners that like to dig into charts, like to dig into, you know, the data, in our accompanying publication this week, we offer a bit more perspective on a lot of this. I've looked, for instance, at the decoupling that's been unfolding between global equity markets and broad measures of the money supply. I've looked at the strength of US CapEx, you know, speaking about the US economy's resilience, but CapEx and the strength of CapEx has been part of the reason for that, and it's still implied from this week's durable goods orders data. I've looked at, too, that the recent European Commission survey from the euro area that indicates a further slight decrease in consumers' inflation expectations. And I've reviewed some of the evidence from last week's flash PMI survey suggesting that supply chain bottlenecks are either easing again or becoming less lengthy, shall we say, following obviously a lot of concern about this issue after the Red Sea disruptions a little earlier on this year. So in short, you know, there's a lot of good news out there in the macroeconomic data. But, you know, what's your take on all this, Chen Yong? What do you think's going on?
Thank you, Andy. Yes, indeed. Even in Asia, it seems like the prospects of a soft landing have increased over the past year. So firstly, we have seen in China and discussed its recent consensus-beating data releases, which have stoked some optimism regarding economic stabilization in the country. Next, economies that are favorably exposed to like technology-related goods, such as South Korea and Taiwan, they are looking set to benefit from the current upcycle in chips and semiconductor-related products, for instance. So like semiconductor-related products, in fact, they have been taking up an increasing share of the economy's industrial production recently. And also, as you have mentioned earlier, we have also seen inflation in many economies having already come down a long way from previous highs. So this reduces the need for central banks to enact further tightening as inflation rates move towards targets. However, we have observed a recent uptick in Asia headline and core inflation in February. But this pickup was especially pronounced in mainland China and Taiwan, likely driven by increased demand during their Chinese New Year holidays. There were also mild increases in Vietnam and the Philippines as well, driven by food prices. But with all that said, while a one-off bump in inflation will unlikely spur any actions by the central banks, some banks may find themselves turning a little bit more hawkish should the increased price pressures prove more than temporary. However, such inclinations are unlikely to materialize anytime soon in places like China and Thailand, partly because the price pressures in those economies, while recently intensified, they are still relatively subdued, objectively speaking. Furthermore, the economies are grappling with a very fragile domestic backdrop, so monetary tightening would unlikely be top of mind for now for these economies.
So let's just stay with some discussion on Asia, because as I noted a bit earlier, the other thing that I wanted to flag this week is a webinar that we launched with EPFR a few days ago. And we look specifically here at what's been happening to equity flows in the Asian region, and specifically in Japan, China, and India. As one of our additional exhibits in our publication makes clear, the region as a whole has been a bit of a magnet for overseas equity investment over the past few months, including in Japan. And one area that I discuss in particular on the webinar is whether or not the macroeconomic fundamentals of that economy validate those flows. And my sense, just for the record, is that we should perhaps still be a little bit cautious about whether Japan has genuinely turned a corner. Please look out for that in your inbox and take a look if you have the time. Let's turn now to the week ahead. Very briefly, the focus in the US is going to return to the labor market next week with the NFP, or the non-farm payrolls report for March, due a week on Friday. The Fed and Chairman Powell in particular have seemingly been downplaying the importance of labor market activity. That was the message in his post-meeting comments last week. But it almost goes without saying that non-consensus figuring will likely generate some market repricing. Over in Europe, the attention will likely be on the euro area's inflation data, the flash CPI data, for March, with a likely focus in particular on the trend in core inflation, and within the details here on service sector inflation. What about Asia?
Thank you again, Andy. In Asia, I think the focus will likely also be on inflation. Specifically, we are looking at South Korea, the Philippines, and Thailand, who are set to announce their March inflation numbers. Building upon our earlier discussion on inflation, price developments they remain highly varied among the economies in the region. For example, Thailand has yet to conclusively exit deflation, while South Korea and the Philippines, they saw an uptick in their recent headline CPI numbers. Apart from inflation, several Asian economies will also see their latest PMI readings coming out. For some context, we have seen some divergence in the regional PMI trends across the economies, with India's manufacturing gauge, for instance, having edged a bit higher in February, while indications from Japan's numbers signal a deepened contraction. So that's all from me.
Perfect. Thank you. So let's leave it there for today. And thanks, everyone, as usual, for listening in. And further analysis on these issues can be found in our latest Charts of the Week publication and in our latest economic letter from Asia. Have a great week ahead.